So we're going to use this as the backup mic to figure out how the hell this thing works.
Are you going to have like gigantic ears on it too? And it'd be like dead mouse.
This would be like saggy.
Ear-ish.
And it'd be like Jar
Jar Binks. Oh.
Dead Binks.
Nice. Yes, it's good. It's, you remember when I got McSorley's Dark? Did I make you try that?
I think you might have. Is it similar to that?
It's pretty similar. That's why I compare Session 2. It kind of has a light and a dark, so it's like McSorley's, but, you know,
rock, paper, scissors.
Sure.
Oh, and I picked up a bottle of 2 Gingers, so if anybody wants any local whiskey, it's bottled by the guy who used to own Kieran's and the local, and Cooper.
Wow. And he just won a lawsuit against Jameson.
What?
Really? Yeah. Jameson was suing Kieran Folliard?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Really? When was that?
Recently.
How did... Oh, God.
I think they... I don't know if they settled out of court or if Jameson, I think, dropped the charges, actually. I'm not even sure what they were doing.
War over settles. Okay.
Not even quite sure why they sued him, but
I would be interested to know.
Oh, Kieran filed one against Jameson. The complaint filed in federal court last Wednesday claimed that Jameson's whiskey's Jameson Big Ginger was a case of trademark infringement.
Oh.
Fuller requested a U.S. trademark for the Big Ginger in June 2008. And received the trademark in August 2009. After that, Folliard claim prevented Jameson from using the Big Ginger name. So Folliard requested an injunction last week to keep the whiskey giant from using the name. The attorney representing Folliard withdrew the complaint this morning in a letter to the court stating the parties had reached an amicable settlement. Folliard still owns the Big Ginger trademark and will continue to sell his trademark drink according to the Star Tribune. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, the local awesome. Was the number one
Jameson distributor
in the world.
Yeah, or not distributor, but
purveyor of. Yeah.
Cool.
Is this our pizza pile rating?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's time to
pay the piper.
Chuck in, as it were.
Beep, 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 beep. What?
Green Ranger.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Toss it in.
Toss!
Because I probably owe Dan $2 from some other occasion.
Yeah.
It's possible. Well, you could say that you contributed to tip.
Yes.
Indeed. So much cooler than Saba.
Oh. Hey. I'm a little hot.
Yo. Yeah. Could you hear that?
I will say, based on what I've seen, my microphone is a lot more sensitive than it used to be, obviously. So, that might be a crazy dominator.
That looks like a not-so-cheap microphone.
It's a condenser mic.
Nice. I know what that means.
I'm stupid.
Basically means it costs more money. Because it condenses the sound.
It does. But the mixer actually has condenser ports for each microphone, so you can set it up that way anyway.
Nice.
Sweet. Ooh, this one sounds nice.
Yeah, you've upgraded.
Indeed.
Am I still downgraded?
What does that mean?
No, you guys still have the nice guest mics.
It's just that every time I decide to get new mics, I always buy one to test it out first. Case in point, that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first mic. And then I found a good deal on those, so they're the same brand.
The guest mics.
That one just has a...
Twin mics.
No, this one just has a USB port on it.
This one sounds better, I think, than the one I was using previously.
Maybe you had the my ear holes. Other one that I bought at Target, the same brand but lower.
Spitguard.
Okay.
Hehe.
What's the dog?
Oh, that's a Moira gift.
What does it?
Show you.
It's choking.
Does it shoot the ball in its
it
mouth?
Does, but
feel free to fire it, but I recommend not at anyone because it's actually quite surprising.
Cool.
It has some power to it.
Yeah. A little something behind
it. I like the sound it makes too.
And actually, yes. She said that I should use it for mic checks, but I knew it would just be so distracting.
Let's introduce a little anarchy into the system. Oh shit.
Nice.
Dangerous. I know, I was aiming for the fan, but it had a little
my turn.
Less.
Okay. So not all the way in, just...
No, all the way in. Give it a push.
Okay.
It doesn't go, like, into the dog, but, you know, yeah, that's
no, it doesn't. You're right, okay.
You gotta stop right now.
I'm really good at setting people
Whoa.
Up like that. You can't
Whoa.
Can't be avoided.
It's just awesome, because I just can laugh. Nothing even needs to be
Cause,
said.
Because I know that it's, you know,
Holy
hilarious.
Crap.
I know, right?
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that it's... Like, really loud.
Oh, your mic is just out of this world.
Oh, it's beautiful. You don't even have to be close to it. It's just like, yeah. Oh, he's over there now. I'm going to record him at the same volume as over here.
Well, I'd assume that I was picking up most of the mic check off of this mic alone.
Fan.
Oh.
Big squeeze.
Hey.
He's going to throw up.
Come on, Adam. You can do it.
Come on.
You can do it.
Push.
Come on.
Maybe I didn't push it in.
Push. No, you're pushing it too hard, I think.
Never stare down the mouth of a dog.
He's broken it.
You can't do it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Give it some air, man.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, dog. Oh, yeah.
Ready to go.
That worked.
Find it.
Oh, right.
I just had
Phones,
to give him a little Heimlich maneuver.
Sound thingies. Yeah. Hey, I just got an email, too. Oh, that might have actually been the iPad. You might want to check. On the top, there's the volume buttons, but right next to it, there's a slider at the top, like literal top right now. On what you'd call the side.
Audacity?
No.
Might have had an accident.
Oh, top.
Yeah, if you could hit this slider to make sure it's pointing at Jack versus me, it should be on mute.
Which makes it cooler?
I ran mine over this summer.
So. Oh, there we go. There it is.
You ran it over.
The no thank you sign.
A bell being crossed out on the screen.
Pretty broken.
Yikes.
Pretty darn broken.
Did any of you used to watch Zay Frank when he did his show? Video blogging. He did a daily show except for weekends.
Nope.
It was just about... basically, viewer-submitted questions, topics, anything like that, focusing on the news. His tagline was, thinking so you don't have to. So it ran from, like, March 2006 to March 2007. And on Kickstarter, which is what got me to that Nerf gun thing, which is, I believe, laserblaster.com, is where to find that really cool Nerf laser tag Kickstarter.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
It's with an S, because the guy's Australian.
Laser tag.
G'day.
No, that's New Zealander.
Crikey.
Oi, you want to play some laser tag?
Basically.
We'll
so that's
put a
Laser Blaster.
On
the
Barbie.
There we go.
But this other one, it's
Zay
Frank, really funny guy. I wish that he did not do it on Flash so that I could pull it up on the screen, but... ZayFrank.com. He did a Kickstarter and has almost raised 200% of his anticipated goal to do a new show online. So I think his goal was $50,000 to fund a show for essentially a year again. And he is at like $97,000 at this point, I think.
Wow.
So I definitely recommend that people check out Zay Frank in preparation for that because episodes should start in March, late March.
Cool.
There we go.
That is fun.
That's the mic check plug that I have to do so that we can
get moving.
Indeed. So,
so do you want to start or would you like me to start? What's the word?
Well, since you have a... sexy new microphone. I'm going to give you a point on this one.
Thank you. Because I also have all the plugs written down so we can just fire through all those at the beginning. Ooh.
But can I read the...
Oh, you want to read the thing?
Yeah, I want to read the...
Stitcher general copy.
Stitcher, yes. The Stitcher copy. I would love to read the Stitcher copy.
You want to read example number three.
Example number three.
Feel free to give it a read now because I think Stitcher Smart Radio tripped me up twice, I think. Just the quick S's.
Buffering is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Huh, very nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Sexy.
So, the way that we do things is I'll open the show, introduce Adam, we'll banter for a second and a half, introduce both of you, and then you guys can start talking, and then we'll just kind of see where the show takes us, because, I mean, it's just after Oscars, but... wasn't the greatest Oscars.
Kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the nip slip, but...
Near nip slip. And Angelina Jolie's leg.
Yes, her.
But
I love that the guy who came up after her did...
What's his name? Pike?
Yeah, like tried to stand like her when he came up to accept his award.
Have you watched Community?
Because
he's the dean on that show.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's Jim Rash, I think, is who it is.
Very cool.
Yeah, Jim Rash was one of the co-writers of Descendants. And so, nice. And he's also this really kooky dean on Community, which is a good show.
Okay, so he's not just some random guy making fun of Angelina Jolie.
No, he acts.
That's nice.
He acts too. Okay, so yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Or we'll talk about other things. But no side conversations. Try to, you know, not step on people. Actually, just the side conversations, you know, we've named it the Jack Lob rule.
Come on! Emily Dice rule.
No, she already has other rules in her name.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, that reminds me. One more thing that we need to do that you can do while
we roll into the show is the paperwork.
Oh, yes.
Be spotless.
You have paperwork.
Liability or something? Side.
Not liability, it's... Talent release form.
If you are killed during the recording of this podcast, we're not liable.
Choke.
It's two-sided. One side's talent release that allows us to reuse this audio as we see fit and also take your picture at one point in time to represent that you've been on the show. The other side is a behavioral and non-disclosure form where basically if we come up with something really awesome during the show that we don't want released until Friday, you just... keep quiet about it until then, but
yeah, a little hush.
We haven't really innovated on too much other than the game itself. And then behavioral, drink as much as you want, do whatever you want to do, just keep your shit together. And if you go so crazy as to the fact that we cannot edit the show to save it, you have to pay everyone up to $50 for wasting their time. So far, that hasn't happened, so we're fine, but it's just kind of one of those. Glass ceilings of we don't want too crazy. And then you can swear, but you know, be kind of professional ish.
Meh.
I added ish.
Ish.
Ish. And then you don't have to fill out the last two lines because that's received by stuff.
Well, no racial slurs, no,
Well, if you slip into it, you acknowledge it hilariously rather than, you know, being a horrible person.
Right, exactly.
Essentially.
Do it with the intent of, you know...
Don't hate.
Degrading, yeah.
Unless it's during Movie Bluff, which you've played.
Yeah.
Eric Thurrett, have you played or have you listened to... have you listened to Movie Bluff? Have you heard the game?
Buddy, I had a surprise for him.
So no.
Covered his eyes with
it relatively glass. Recently. okay. Well, do you know 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
It's okay, an Asian person.
Talk. Concept. It's IMDb.
Yeah.
So you can type in the name of a movie, and then you can see the cast. And then if you click on somebody in the cast, you can see everything that they've been in. Mm-hmm. It's basically that. So what'll happen is somebody will start with a movie, a TV show, or an actor or actress. And then, hypothetically, we'll say Tom Cruise. And then it's
They have to start it with movie because it begins the game. So you'd have to name a Tom Cruise movie.
There was no reaction.
And then you'd have the option of saying cast or movie. If you say cast, then Jack has to name somebody else from...
kind of...
that same movie?
Kind of bees.
Yeah, if you say cast, you have to name somebody else in that movie. If you say movie, you have to think of another Tom Cruise movie. So it'd be like Tom Cruise... a movie, Mission Impossible, and you could say cast, and he could say John Voight, and then he could say movie or cast, and have, you know, just keep going, keep going, keep going. And essentially what happens is, if you can't think of what it is, you have a couple options. You can either just concede flat out because you assume the other person knows, or if you think they don't know, you can call their bluff, and they have to name what they told you to name. So if I said... Tom Cruise movie, and you didn't think I could name a Tom Cruise movie, you could say I call your bluff. If I am bluffing, you get a point. If you can't think of something, I get a point. And it just goes, it alternates in direction every time somebody scores a point. We play to three.
Okay.
And it makes sense as we play. Everybody good?
Yeah, just starting off with your mom jokes.
Oh, good. Got to start somewhere.
Yep.
Right. And... You will need to adjust your mics to get them all up in your face.
You have to be about Adam's distance away, but I know that they're opening show distance away at this point, so.
Indeed.
I'm good.
But with our new mic stands, it'll be
You
much
can go
more.
A little bit further if you want. See? Check that out.
Wow, I didn't have to.
Like I said, you don't have to awkwardly hang out too close.
Booyah.
Some more comfort to it.
Delightful. Thank you.
All right. So, everybody ready? I need... since you have the phone, you get to do the clock.
Ooh. Okay.
So, open it up. Hit home. And then the clock is, like, somewhere in the bottom row, middle two. One of them has a clock-looking thing on it.
There it is. Productivity. Clock.
And then on the bottom, it has stopwatch...
Are we going to start the actual episode?
Yes. Because, I mean, it's already 8:45 now, and we've kind of been bantering and throwing stuff around, so it's...
Yeah.
They haven't been used yet. This is actually the first time they're being used, so they might creak and moan for a second and a half. Yes, I keep throwing it out there, but everyone just laughs at it instead of jumps on it. I don't understand. Okay, that's the new signal, is whenever I say something that has a double entendre to it, the giggle and the finger. Holy shit. That one was actually kind of scary. Oh, you have to hit reset on the stopwatch, by the way, because I think it shows 1 minute.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm good, I'm done.
I feel like I've spiked that one successfully at this point.
Yeah. Right, right. Okay. So once you guys are in comfortable mic positions, let's...
do a moment of silence.
Well, no, I just got to make sure I've got their levels good.
Oh, right.
Yep. So, tell me in a sentence of...
Passion.
Passion.
wanted to help.
Sorry.
What your favorite
Nintendo 64 game is.
Nintendo 64 game is, and why.
And if you ever owned it, or you just constantly rented it, or, you know, the backstory.
Shit. Well, I'm just going to have to go... God, that's a tough one. There's so many good ones. I'm just... Oh.
The automatic go-to. Do you have a Nintendo 64 right now?
Yeah.
What would you, if you went home, because, you know, now that we've played it, it'd get you in the mood, what would be the first game that you'd go to?
I'd have to go with two, because if it were just me, I'd go with Ocarina of Time.
Oh, hell yeah.
If it were multiple people, it would be Smash Brothers. Those are the top two.
Agreed. Well, Smash Brothers is coming up after the
delightful
episode, but we will try to do the impossible and play and record at the same time.
Okay.
Just so that no one sees how we're doing, but it'll just be all of the trash talk of Smash Brothers.
Oh my God, perfect. It's chaos, absolute chaos, and I love it. And then Ocarina of Time, just, you know, the cinematics, the story, the nostalgia, then, and not only that, but like the gameplay is just so tight.
I just restarted it, you know, I just did all the Lost Woods stuff, and I'm on my way to the Fire Temple and all that stuff.
Not to mention the music.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Yeah, Is this, where's the Stitcher audio?
Okay, so after you hit the start on the stopwatch, hit the home button quickly twice. Try it now. And then the little thing comes up, and you want to do open docs, the thing that looks like three squares.
Docs to go, yeah, okay.
Docs to go, whatever it is. That Sweet. One.
And then Stitcher General Copy.
Number three.
Hey, number two.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, I can get to it.
Though I was also thinking of Multiplicity for a second there.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Oh, it's under that one had a pretty good Hey Number One kind of character.
Cool.
He put pizza in his wallet.
Yes. Awesome.
Megan, a friend of mine that I work with, does this amazing impression of Navi from Ocarina of Time.
Hey, listen. Hey, look. Listen.
I'm
watch out.
So ready to kill that damn thing. Now that I'm, you know, only so far in the game, I know that it's just going to be, I'm going to have to hit mute anytime I see that thing light up. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. So Eric the Red, what do you got?
My favorite Nintendo 64 game.
That would be good to know. Or your go-to if you went to go play one after this episode being...
Do I get to have two as well?
Sure, sure.
If I was going to play by myself, Banjo-Kazooie, nice. I think.
Nice.
Ooh.
Good choice.
That's a good one.
And never played that one.
You're missing out.
Yeah.
I assumed so, but at the same time, it's just one of those, I followed the mainstream brands that I could guarantee I was going to like because of the whole money
was
thing.
Was it Rare?
It was Rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I preferred Banjo-Tooie myself, but Banjo-Kazooie is pretty fun.
Can you just move the windscreen a little bit closer to the mic and then get a little closer to the mic yourself?
Yeah, the neck bends very easily, so, you know. Position as you will.
There you go.
That one was a stretch.
True, but wow. The second part was good.
There's optimism at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
That a little better for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay,
that's much better. Perfect. Please continue.
Yes, and
with others, it has to be GoldenEye.
I just found all the codes online, so I just want to enter them all in so that multiplayer is as epic as it should be.
So you can shoot forever and there's just paint everywhere?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, giant heads.
And you can make a line of mines on the wall
that
sticks out 6 or 7 feet.
Yeah. Or you get so many proxy mines that you don't remember where you put them, and inevitably it's just everyone dies.
The entire level explodes.
Everything, yeah.
So much. Explosion death.
Good time. So that'll be...
The dying sound.
Yes. Or just slappers.
Oh. Slappers only.
Then there's the guy that takes odd job and you can never hit him.
One time. I do it one time, and then from then on, Dan's
you are
like,
known for
Ooh.
It.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I wasn't actually the person who remembers it as well. It's Dave.
Whatever, Dave. We never even played GoldenEye. Psh. I have no memory of this.
He said that you were just
if it
impossible
was,
to
then
kill.
Then it was one time.
I assume so, but it's just one of those things like, yep, Adam can't be odd job. That's all. Everybody sound good?
Oh, well. Yeah. Yep, we're in good shape.
Sweet.
Just
let's launch into this.
To maintain that distance when you decide to talk.
And remember to orbit as well as you can whenever you want to talk to somebody specifically. Try to make sure that the mic stays between you and them.
Yep. And they are pretty directional, so as much as you can, try and straight into the mic. Yep.
Coolio.
Yeah. All right.
Think of the mic as an extension of your face.
Of your mom.
Okay. So, let's have
I just wanted to get that on there for one, because my family has some great noises that come out of our noses.
Immortalized forever.
And I just want to do that now rather than later in the episode and catch people off guard.
Dude.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. XYZ.
I guess that's been like that since I put on the jeans.
ever since I put on pants.
Thank you. All right.
You're
so
welcome.
Moment of silence.
For Frank Oz. Memorial Theater.